All right, so I want to talk tonight about the idea of one day at a time, being a new year, just how we tackle everything that's going to happen this year and do it in a way that's healthy. And so we recognize, first of all, as we begin, that our entrance into an addictive or self-destructive behavior often comes because we're in an unhealthy state. And we can think of that in many different ways. For instance, someone, if they're physically unhealthy, physically in a lot of pain, it could be something where they become addicted to painkillers, right? And there can be different times, say if someone, physically you're exhausted and you might grab a hold of something to kind of get you through the day, and it ends up not being good for you. So you can be in an unhealthy physical state. A lot of times, though, it's more we're in an unhealthy mental or emotional state. We're in a point of real stress, a point of grief. Maybe we're very worried and nervous and we need to calm down, or we're down and we need to be picked up. And so we're not in a state that's healthy. And so that's when we usually grab hold of something. Sometimes it can be where we're not in a healthy social state, where, for one, we might be in a crowd that's not a good influence to us, or we're missing people that could be a better influence to us, or sometimes there can be relationship issues where we're hurt because of something that someone was close to us did, and so then, because of that, we grab a hold of something to kind of numb the pain. And then sometimes, spiritually, there can be, we're in an unhealthy spiritual state that we're grabbing hold of something to either pick us up or calm us down, when really a lot of times if we look to God to help us with that, He can do it a whole lot better without all the crazy side effects. And so we want to realize that when we're something's not right on the inside, and we want to kind of evaluate that. And there's a lot of it where as one isn't working right, the others are affected. This can be one example, and I was actually went to my doctor and just asked him in terms of, like, is there some, like, different supplements and vitamins should take? And of course, we always think wintertime, cold season, we always need to take vitamin C, and it's a good thing to take. But the thing he said to take, we need to take vitamin D, because especially in the winter, you don't get enough sun. And vitamin D, it helps your bones, it helps your immune system, but it also helps you fight depression. If you don't have enough, if you're vitamin D deficient, you tend to have more of a struggle with depression. And so he said, like, he basically said, if you live in Canada, you should be taking vitamin D. And so it's just kind of knowing that. It's like, okay, well, sometimes it's some physical that's not right, but it's affecting me mentally, and vice versa. And so it's learning some of these things and realizing, okay, if I'm doing this, there's something wrong. And the longer we stay in that unwanted behavior, it's not going to make us better, even though sometimes we're convinced in our mind, this will help me, this will fix me up for the time. It's going to make us worse, mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, spiritually. And we found that when we've lost friendships over our bad behavior and other things like that. And so in these various areas of life, really what we want to be in pursuit of it is health and wellness and really wholeness. We've talked about that before. A lot of times when we're grabbing hold of these different things, it's really because there's something missing in our lives and we're trying to use that substance or that behavior to fill that void, and it's not working. And so we want to find a way that we can be made whole. And a lot of times, really, that's why we need God in our life, because He's the one that put us together. He knows what's missing. And He's often that thing that once we put it in, then life makes sense. Life is a whole lot more worth living. But we realize if we want to have real health and wellness and wholeness, changes have to be made. And some of those changes to us can be overwhelming. It's like, how, I know where I want to get to in life, but I know where I'm at right now, and how in the world do I go from here to there? And so we want to figure out how to do that. And so in order to change the way we act, we first have to change how we think. And we want to understand that. And that also includes really the perspective from which we approach life and its challenges. That we realize the reason why things are happening the way they are is because a lot of times I'm not looking at things the right way. And I need a change in perspective to see things differently. And that's what we've talked about. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And finding out the way things really are really helps us to find freedom. So, first off, a lot of times we can be overwhelmed by our past. And so, we're like, oh, it's a new year, but then what happens? We think of all the mistakes we made the past year, and it just weighs us down, right? Sometimes it can be things we hoped would happen, didn't happen. Sometimes it can be hurts that happened, pain that was inflicted upon us, sometimes pain we inflicted upon others, and different mistakes we made. And this is the thing, like we can start the new year sometimes already defeated, where we think, well, what's the use? Like I made such a mess of this last year. I made these resolutions and I've already broken them, and why bother even making resolutions, because it's not gonna help anything. So we can start out with an attitude of defeat, and the year hasn't even started, right? And we don't want to be in that place. And so we think of different things that would include that we bring into this new year. Experiencing different traumatic events that can haunt us for quite some time. And it could be something like an accident or if we're a victim of something, but it can also be, say, a death in the family or something like that that really just kind of shakes us to our core. That's something that maybe we haven't processed properly. We've kind of pushed it aside, and we realize we haven't dealt with it as we need to. Sometimes there can be breakdowns in relationships that we've experienced, and we're still dealing with that, the heartache of that, where someone we cared about is out of our life now, and we don't know how to process that. Sometimes it can be personal failures where we really were trying to do something, make a difference for someone. Someone was counting on us and we let them down. And that just bugs us over and over and over again. And then sometimes dealing with the consequences of poor decisions. It's like we realize what we did was wrong and we're trying to do right, but we're still suffering because of that. And it's kind of we're reaping what we sowed, but we want that harvest to be over, but it doesn't always just kind of end right away. And we can sometimes be discouraged because we're trying to do good, but we're still dealing with some of the stuff from before. And so with all that coming around, and as we think about it and we draw on it, can be overwhelming and very defeating. And it is important for us to learn from our past, but it's unhealthy in all areas of our life to dwell in the past. So we can think of that in terms of our mental, emotional state. It's not healthy. We can think of it socially. If we have problems with relationships in the past and that carries into future relationships, that's going to be very difficult, right? And so we realize that if we dwell on past mistakes, it causes us to assume that repeated failure is inevitable. That's like, I messed up, I'm always going to mess up, that's just who I am, I'm never going to have victory. And that's not true. It's a lot of times we can learn from our mistakes, and just the fact is I don't want to go back to what that was is motivation enough. Yeah? Not going to have victory yet. But yeah, it's the thing is that it will come in time, right? And we have to learn that. We have to be willing to keep trying. But we don't want to just assume because what happened in the past happened that it's always going to happen that way. Because we could be in totally different circumstances now. But two, this is something I think is very important as well, is dwelling on the wrongs committed against us. It causes us to be poisoned by bitterness, and that puts us in a very unhealthy mental state.